So if you will repeat after me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
My eyes do see.
My eyes do see.
My ears do hear.
My ears do hear.
And my heart perceives.
And my heart perceives.
What you're saying to me.
What you're saying to me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we're back in Galatians.
I just opened up. God
is good. And we're going to be going into Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. We're going to
Galatians. I'm in
Galatians.
Hello.
Just before Philippians and Ephesians, okay?
Just a moment. Here it is.
Maybe we got a baby.
No.
No baby yet.
That's an email. Okay.
Well, we don't have a baby yet, Lord. We're ready. Okay? I want you to start with verse 13. Because here St. Paul is very, very adamant about your freedom. Okay? You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. There's your message about love. Sometimes we have a desire to teach somebody how to live.
You think? Oh, help me, Lord.
How many of you have ever tried to straighten somebody out?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord.
But we can't even straighten ourselves out.
Correct. Mm.
So, therefore, it's not a good idea.
I'm getting better, though.
Yeah.
In the straightening out
now,
I just talk to myself.
Good.
I don't say it to the person. I just say it to myself.
Oh. But again, you, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather serve one another in love. That's what I was doing this morning. Driving behind that driver that at one time would have irritated me, and I probably would have pulled over and just zipped by, and the Lord said, pray. So, who is this person? Do I deserve? Who prayed for me? I have no idea who prayed for me. But thank God they did. You know, to get me out of where I was, to take me where I needed to go.
Good gesture.
Yes. But it could have been a driver behind me when I was acting stupid.
Yep.
Right or wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, use these advantages with love. Serve. The entire law is summed up in a single command. Did you hear that? All 10 commandments are circled around one thing. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out or you will be destroyed by each other. So in other words, while you're harping on your neighbor, what are you doing? If you check out Romans 2:1, you'll see that the very thing that you do and that you get angry about in another person is actually the demonic spirit that works in each of us. So if you want to identify your weakness, watch how you act and react when you see you're angry at someone. And before you speak, check out your own identity to see why you're so angry. And when you look at what they have done and you're angry, the Holy Spirit says in Romans 2, you will identify the very darkness that's working on you. And that's scary. God showed me that years and years ago, and I said, oh my God, Lord. And I remember being so angry at my dad because he was making such ugly choices. And the Lord said, the demon that's running your dad is running you. And I thought, oh my God. And for weeks, he didn't tell me what that spirit was. He wouldn't tell me nothing. He just kept saying, pray for your dad the way he is. Thank me for the way he is. Well, I didn't want to thank the Lord for the way he was. It wasn't my Thanksgiving. Got it? I was going to let somebody else do the job. The Holy Ghost gave it to me. So this Thanksgiving, pray for those that you can't stand. Pray for those that are your biggest irritations. Because the ones that are smooth and sweet, they don't need your prayer. But the ones that you're not comfortable with are the very ones that, as you're praying for them, God's going to heal who?
You.
Yeah. See? So that's a theology of watching love to your neighbor, whether they deserve it or not, whether you feel they would be valuable if you did pray. If they change, then you might be more comfy. But that's another aspect of control. So I don't want to be in the corner, so I'm not going in there.
You're and almost there.
Where is that bug?
Yeah. So now look at verse 16. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit. The Spirit, what is contrary to the sinful nature. Remember you said at the beginning, Seal, you have an argument coming up every time you make a decision to do, and there's an argument coming? That's what you're talking about here. The Spirit is contrary to the sinful nature, which is the carnal nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious, and I don't need to go all there. So, go to 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Okay. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. So now, the Holy Spirit and your spirit are joined together, in harmony together. They're one. Now, you can develop aspects of your spirit, but if you kind of overrule when the Holy Spirit tells you to do, how long do you think the Holy Spirit's going to keep on your case?
Not very.
I've got news for you.
Oh.
He doesn't give up on us. But we may give up on obeying, but he still doesn't give up on us.
Good.
He pours out more grace and more grace and more grace until the victory is completed. Now, have you ever seen Jesus not come up out of the grave?
No.
Why? Because it was God's plan to resurrect him from the beginning. So it didn't matter.
But isn't there some, I think it's Psalm 1 now that I'm saying it, isn't there a time when the Lord will just let you be and let you...
Well, he'll let you struggle in your own stupidity because you're angry or you're bitter or something like that. He'll let you stew in it for a while. And yes, there's a grace period. But he's actually waiting for you to just get a new opinion. Okay? Which is the changing of the soul. You know, the mind, the will, and emotions get oh, wait a minute here. If I just simply ask him for grace, no matter how many years. I remember one time there was this person that I knew, and I knew they had had a relationship with the Lord, and I said, Lord, what's up? And he says, they're in rebellion. And I thought, okay. And he says, how long are you going to wait for them to stay in rebellion before you pray for them?
Always comes back on us, doesn't it?
Yeah. Intercession. Okay. If you and I love your neighbor as yourself, even if they're very angry and upset, you might be the flow of grace that comes to them that brings them back up. Okay? So when I say this to you, I say this to you in love. Look around at your own heart when you're angry at someone or you're bitter at someone because they didn't behave your way or whatever. Well, good grief. That very thing that is irritating you, look back. Look back at what you have. Go to Romans 2:1 because it might be helpful to you. If we don't look at it, maybe people will just kind of skim over it. Romans chapter 2. If you read it in the Amplified, it'll scare you. So, you therefore, verse 1, have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else. For at whatever point you judge the other, you are condemning yourself. Because you who pass judgment do the same things. Now, we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth. So that when you, a mere man, pass judgment on them and yet do the same things, do you think that you will escape God's judgment? Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you towards repentance? So he wants you to get a new mindset about them and about yourself. But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed. God will give to each person according to what he has done. To those who, by persistence in doing good, seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. There will be trouble and distress for every human being who does evil, first for the Jew, then for the Gentiles. But glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good, first for the Jew, then for the Gentiles. For God does not show favoritism, etc., etc. So again, looking at your reactions, that's what God wants to look at, your reaction. He wants you to look at my reactions. When I'm angry, well, that driver, and I picked on a driver this morning because it was today, and it was getting to me until the Holy Spirit said, just lift up your hand and start praying for the lady. Okay? Well, that wasn't hopeless, was it?
No.
And it changed who?
You.
Yeah. And did it change her? It might. It's not my job to find that out, is it? No. But I'll be honest with you, if I go to where tomorrow and I see a driver again, I won't argue, I'll pray first. Okay? Because that woman is bound. She's bound by fear, and you can see by her reactions. Every 2 seconds, the brakes were on. Okay? So that shows you that she was not comfortable driving that car. And it was perfect daylight. It was a gorgeous morning. There was no major issue of any kind. Mm-hmm. And the road was clear. But we're lucky we made it back. because of a challenge situation. And I'm sure, you know, I've seen drivers before, but, you know, usually I just say, goodbye, Lord. You know, take me through this. Mm-hmm. So recognizing that you're pouring out love on this Thanksgiving Day is your challenge.
Amen.
Okay? Pour out love to those that don't understand. You have revelation they haven't got. So why should they be judged? Because you acted and reacted the same way before you knew the Lord. Mm-hmm. Think about that one. I know.
That corner off across.
So just close your eyes right now. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I thank you for this word.
I thank you for this word.
Because it's tailor-made for me.
Because it's tailor-made for me.
I know. That I need grace.
And your favor. And your favor.
Because this season of Thanksgiving
is
a perfect time.
For me to rejoice.
To give you the praise. For what you're about to do. With our country. With our state.
With our state. With my family. With my family.
And those that I hold dear in my heart.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Think about that one.
Yeah, you're going to think about that one, huh? Good. Well, we'll see you Sunday morning, but I pray that you have an awesome day on Thursday.